Hey, thanks for holding. My name is Charlie. Am I speaking with Lindsay?
Yes.
Hey, Lindsay, how's it going today?
Oh, pretty good.
Awesome, awesome. It's Thursday, so it's Friday Eve. We're a couple days away. So how we did. I know you're speaking with my mapping coordinator here, Dan, about the first page placements of Google. Are you guys currently doing anything for Country Air Filter Co. to place yourself in front of, you know, new customers or anybody to contact you directly at this point?
I mean, not really. I don't guess since that's Facebook.
Okay. But Facebook, you're just mainly just like kind of posting on there. You're not really running any advertisements, correct?
Yeah, no, I mean, I've run some ads. It's pretty much like $1 a like. So.
Oh.
I don't know.
Are you like boosting the post or are you running an actual campaign out?
Not actual campaign ad, I guess. I actually tried to boost a post yesterday, but it wouldn't let me boost the one I wanted to boost for whatever reason. So
yeah, probably saved you really some money there, actually. Because boost posts don't really, it just gets your word out there. It doesn't really drive in customers. Where, you know, what we do here is we actually place you on the first page placements of Google. So anytime somebody searches for your services, on that page of Google, you pop up and people can just click to call you directly. How we utilize Facebook for you is we actually retarget people that are searching for your services. So now we can place you in specific cities and zip codes that you would like to target, meaning you're not just posting, you're actually being found on people's feeds that don't necessarily know who you guys are at that moment. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you guys looking to grow the business and get more customers into the door?
Yeah, for sure. Well, I mean, into the door.
I mean, just calling you directly. I know you guys travel.
Yeah, I mean, we do travel some, but like I said, walk-ins are always great, but we don't make much money when, even if somebody comes to buy the case. So it's really more like schools and
commercial buildings and stuff like that.
Yeah, but I mean, really, our best customers are other filter companies that make all the standards and odds because we make customs.
Okay.
And not a lot do, or not around here anyway.
Gotcha. Yeah, I see you're kind of like in between Waco and Dallas-Fort Worth.
Yeah, kind of out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. Yeah, I see that. You're a very rural area. So that's why, like, pairing it up with the Facebook would be good. Google only, with the placements, it only allows you to kind of get into a max radius of about 20 miles. So with Facebook, we're able to put you in specific cities and zip codes, so that way people can still find you and they can still contact you directly at that point. Okay?
Okay, yeah.
Okay. I mean, are you guys doing any pictures or videos or anything like that with your custom work? I mean, I see that you guys don't even have a website yet. Is that something that you guys have looked into?
Yes, we've looked into it. We've looked into it, almost did it a few times, but we have Square and we can make a website through Square. And so we keep saying we're going to do that. And things have just been really busy between orders, and we're trying we're redoing the front of the shop and inside work and things, and we've got a bunch of kids, and so it's just
a never-ending cycle, right?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Getting all the things we planned.
Gotcha. Well, like how our company works here, we're a premier channel partner with Google, so we actually work with small business owners like yourself that have multiple hats that need help with these things. We actually build this stuff for you so that way you guys don't have to sit down and try to figure out how to build a website with your remodeling, your orders, your kids, and everything like that that you have to take care of. We just ask you that you provide us with some pictures that you guys have, a logo, and then we actually built that structure out for you. It typically only takes 7 to 14 days to build that website. It looks like you guys already have a Google business profile because, I mean, I do see that you guys had the business, you guys bought it, but because you guys have been in business as, you know, Country Air Filter. You guys already have a Google Business listing. It's now just populating that and programming that to the first page so people can find you and contact you directly for the services you provide. Does that make sense?
Yes. I told that guy I've tried to verify whatever it is.
Verify?
The existing page. I mean, he has, you know, his Country Air Filter or
manufacturing
company. Yeah. Whatever, Inc. or whatever.
Yeah.
And I got in and like that I was the owner and whatever.
Right.
But I've tried to make the videos where it says, like, to show the front of your business, all around it, go in, like, prove you're the owner, show
documentation and all that kind of stuff, yeah.
It just doesn't ever work. Like, I've made the video so many times, the video stays zoomed in, which is really annoying. You can't zoom it out. So you've got to, like, get out across the street in a way that, like, and I've done it over and over and it did me no good.
Have you done that with the actual Google Channel partner or you just try to do it yourself?
Just myself.
Okay. Okay. My tech team actually works hand in hand with you. Now we're verified and certified through Google. We have our Google badge on our website, which is localsplash.com. I'll actually send you that as well. Give me one sec here. Yeah, that's the most annoying thing. We've had clients like just like yourself who've tried to do the verification thousands of times and they've never gotten verified. And then once they go with us, they're verified within 30 to 45 days and they have access to their Google Business page. Why Google does that and make it so difficult for small business owners for yourself, I have no idea. But once we start working with you, we actually can push on them and say, hey, Lindsay over here at Country Air Filter, she's been trying to get her Google Business profile verified. What do we need to take that next step? She's already sent in the videos. What are you guys missing? So that way we can push this thing forward. And then you get straight answers at that point. It's not like a mysterious, you know, constant scratching your head like, what am I doing wrong?
Right.
Okay. So I sent you our website here. I know you were asking for the pricing. That's why you got transferred over to me. We don't charge you per lead, per job, per call. We don't charge you daily. We are set at a flat rate month to month for all the services that we do provide. With the website that you did get here, on the website alone, it does say $599 month to month with a $299 setup fee. Don't be alarmed by that. You actually have what's called a new in business credit from Dan, the guy you just talked to. He wanted to help you out because you guys just purchased the business. So what I'm going to do is give you a reduced rate. That reduced rate goes all the way down to just $249 month to month, and it actually waives the setup fees for you. Okay?
$250 a month?
$249 month to month. Yes, ma'am. So anytime you guys get a customer, whether that's 10 customers or 100 customers, we're never charging you per lead, per job, per call. That way you guys can maximize your profits at the end of the day. We're always with you and making sure that you're always populating in front of your customers and making sure that you guys are getting the valued service that we provide here. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, I understand you were doing something with Yelp, and I know it didn't end, it ended pretty poorly because they didn't even have your name correct on there. But we do make sure that we have everything correct. Now, you have a operations team here, which work hand in hand with you. So if you guys want to add takeoff services, if you guys want to add a location, if you guys want to target something specific, anything like that, our lines are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time. So that way we're always working with you guys, Monday through Friday. You guys never just like, okay, see you guys later, Lindsay. you never hear from us. We're always communicating with you. We also build you a dashboard so that way you guys can track the traffic that is coming in through the Google and your Facebook campaign. So month to month going forward, you guys get to make that educated decision in staying with us. We want to earn your business each and every month. And that's why we do the month to month. We do not lock you guys into a 3, 6, 12 month contract. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Now, we do only work with one company per industry, per area. That way we can maximize the profits for you guys. Once we do fill the listing, we do close out that category. So we're not working with any of your competitors, meaning you'll never share your position with anybody at the same time. You're not going to share your customers because they're going to be contacting you directly. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Now, with this, I mean, you would get on a onboarding call with my tech team. I could get you on an onboarding call as early as today at 4 p.m. if that's something that you would like to do. Or I can set it up for tomorrow for my tech team to contact you. With the website though that you guys do have, that is included in the package here, so we can help you out on that. Do you guys have pictures and everything like that so we can build that for you that you would be able to send in?
Kind of.
Okay.
I have some pictures just of like the standards and odds, not of the customs.
Right.
Yeah. Like really not great pictures.
Okay.
I really want to do videos or something of, like, the stuff we use is cool. It's, like, antique, like, an antique, old-ass, I don't even know what it is. I don't know what it's called. But it looks like a huge, like, Singer sewing machine or something. It's, like,
okay.
It was found in the dump in Fort Worth in the 1950s.
Oh, wow.
And,
You and my grandma would get along perfectly then. Because her house is full of antiques.
Yeah.
She was born right after the Great Depression. So, like, people from then just kind of kept everything. So, she has things where we're like, what did you guys use this for? So, but videos are good. If you don't have pictures, we could always put the videos on your guys' website as well. So that's fine.
Well, I don't have any. I don't
okay.
have any. Like, it's just, I want to. So these buildings are old as crap. And
okay.
the guy that we got it from, you know, he just, I mean, you can see the picture online of what it shows. Like,
I can.
It's terrible. If you,
it looks old. Yeah, it looks pretty old.
Well, it's redone. I mean, well, we're still working on it, but the front is, it's way better now. It's not finished, but it's way better. We knew if the whole front was ripped out and rebuilt. And
okay.
I'm doing like the German smear on the brick and whatever. Like, it's going to be really cute. It already looks way better than the picture you're looking at.
Okay. So
I've been trying to get it verified so many, like, it's embarrassing.
Right.
So,
Well, that's where we can help you. So, like, we can, and that's what's so good about this program is because we can interchange those pictures out when they are done, right? So we can build a website, and then once you're done and everything's remodeled, we can also have that video that you're going to take. You can send that in to us. Hey, I'd like to put this up instead. So there's no, like, limit of, you know, for us to work with you and say, like, oh, we have to charge you an extra fee if we're going to do that. That's all included in your pricing. So the more you guys are remodeling and upgrading yourselves over there, we're doing the same thing on your your website and your virtual end, which is, like, the Google and the Facebook and everything like that. So that way everything is together, right? You're not having, like, one left in the dust, and you're like, okay, hey, now I got to spend countless hours doing those things. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, I mean, the services that you offer, I mean, I know you're doing, like, custom work and stuff like that, and their filters. For the filters that you guys are offering, what kind of custom filters do you want to be found for where people are looking for your services?
I mean, they're HVAC filters.
Okay. So selling to other HVAC companies and stuff like that?
Yeah, well, I guess. Like I said, our best customers are, you know, the people that make the standards and odds. And we make customs for them. If people order customs and they order them from us. I mean, we also sell standards and odds, but we make the customs. So they will order, you know, 600, 800 different size customs at a time.
Right. So it's worth it for you guys at that point.
Yeah. Yeah. Those orders are great. We just need more of them.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. I just want to be sure that you're being found for the right services, right? I don't want somebody to call you for an HVAC service and says, hey, Lindsay, can you come in, you know, install my HVAC for me? And you're like, we don't do that.
Yeah,
right.
That's what Yelp has on there. Like there's only one category you can pick and it's like HVAC repair or some crap, something like that. Right. It's not filtered. And it makes you pick a category. And so literally the only call I got was for something that we do not do.
Right.
And it cost over $200.
Oh, you were paying per lead.
Well, I told him like for like 7 days and it was like $3 a day or some crap. I'm just, I didn't really think it would work. And
right.
I mean, just charged and charged and charged, and I had to pay a ton. And then I tried to get the money back, and I said it was my fault and whatever. Didn't get the money back, but it was kind of a joke.
Gotcha. I mean, we can customize this stuff, so like we don't have like just like a category where you pick. Like we can literally list you down for custom HVAC filters. So like when somebody is looking for somebody in the Texas area, like you, they'll be able to find you and they'll be able to call you directly. And now you're able to have that conversation with that customer and saying like, okay, what kind of custom, like, you know, filters do you need? How big do you want them? And now you're able to place that order for them as well. So we're able to do that. That's the difference between Google and these third-party companies like Yelp, is you're able to put your own key search phrases on there. And that's why you work hand-in-hand with my tech team, is to make sure that you're being programmed for what you offer, not for what we think you offer. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, but so if I do the $250 a month and y'all build the website, if I don't, like if I don't want to pay $250 a month anymore, y'all take the website down and take us off of Google or what?
So the website, because we do create the content, the website would go down. You're basically just having that up so that way people can look for your services there. We always offer a hosting fee because anytime you do build a website, you're going to have to host it anyways. If you were to ever cancel, we do offer that hosting fee. If you do not want the hosting at that point, you want to take the website down, by all means, then that's what we would do. We do not take you off of Google though. Google is yours forever to keep. So once we do help you get PIN verified correctly, so that way you don't have to keep doing your PIN verification over and over again, you have that for the rest of your guys' business career doing this. So we do not take you off. We don't even take you off of like the Facebook. That's all yours to keep. The only thing we stop is the programming. That's it, which is the first page placements and then the retargeting campaigns through Facebook. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is something I'm going to have to talk to my husband about. Like I told Dan, I guess. I thought his name was Ben, but whatever. we're just in a bind right now. Like, we are kind of really in a bind. We've got a lot of money out, and the checks aren't coming in fast enough.
Right.
And even when they get here, they're only going to cover so much. Like, we're kind of in a crappy spot.
Okay.
And I'm just afraid. Like, I can't commit to $250 a month right at this moment. I do want to do it. I feel like maybe that it would help. But I'm going to have to talk to my husband. Because I don't know. It makes me a little nervous right now.
Okay. I mean,
sometimes
is it just because
sometimes are not.
Yeah. I mean, is it just like the money itself is just a little too much at this point? Is that why? Or is it just like the service itself, because you've had a, you know, you kind of had the question mark over your head because of the whole Yelp listing deal?
Well, it's, I mean, it's $250 a month. Kind of a lot. But mostly it's a, I mean, like I said, I'm like, I've been super stressed out lately because we have like the checks that are coming in aren't going to cover everything that we owe. And so.
Gotcha. And that's not our intentions here, especially as a Google channel partner. Like our intentions aren't trying to put you in the negative. Like our intentions are to bring more customers. So, I mean, if you're able to land one job from the Google and the Facebook retargeting campaign, I mean, this is going to pay for itself and then help you guys as well, you know, jump back on that green side instead of having to operate in the red, right? That's always what it's about. I mean, 90% of searches are done on Google. They're stopping on that first page of Google and they're finding their company right then and there. So that's why we help smaller businesses like yourself, because we know that that's where most of the transactions are happening. And if we can help you guys facilitate that, it's just going to help you grow your business. And it seems like the timing right now is like, you want to do this. It seems like I need help on this matter because you, like you said, you wear different hats. I understand my dad's a small business owner himself. I think he wears about 30 hats. he's an empty nester now, but you're not. You know, he doesn't have that hat, but he still tells me like, hey, like I can't take this on. Like I can't do the Facebook. I can't do like the hours of programming. I need somebody to help me with this. So he runs the same concept with the Facebook retargeting campaigns and the first page placements of Google in Washington. And he stays pretty busy in his business itself. So it's really just about helping you guys so that way we can help you take that off of your plate. So now you can put your efforts into your business, into your family, and knowing that you're with a Google channel partner, we can definitely help you facilitate that. Now, the website that I sent you on there, I mean, you can look at it. That's the whole breakdown is what we're going to do is going to be right there. Line by line of what you're going to get for the $249 month to month, you can see that if you were to purchase this on our website, you would spend $897 on a one-time payment, and then it would be $599 month to month after that for this product. I can bring you on today because you guys have that new in business credit by Dan. I can bring you guys on for the $249. We would secure the listing for you guys. Again, if you guys aren't getting paid, you know, month in, month out, you guys aren't going to keep the service. That's not our intentions. Our intentions are to keep you guys and helping you guys grow for 6 to 10 years. So that way you're like, hey, we have such a big pool of business. We don't need this anymore, right? We've worked with massive companies. So, I mean, if you're really looking to grow your company and get customers, I mean, I would say this is going to be the best time to do that, especially right now where people are doing HVAC repairs and installations. This is the time for you guys. This is probably your busiest time of year, right?
Yeah, hot.
Yeah, it's hot, humid. It's hot. Everybody's outside. Yeah. I mean, I know you guys had the hurricane down south of you guys come in, but, I mean, still, you guys have such a big population where there's a lot of builders happening where, you know, they're starting to do a bunch of homes everywhere in Texas. And then with homes comes a bunch of commercial buildings. With commercial buildings comes big HVAC companies coming in and needing custom fits. So it's really just making sure that you're there. So, I mean, what I can do is I can secure that listing here for $249 month to month. And I mean, if you're willing to give us a shot today, I can have everything set up. And I can have an onboarding call with you and my tech team tomorrow if that's what you would like to do.
Do I have to do it today to get it for $250?
Yeah, I mean, it's just about the availability. So, like, for us, if we have the availability, we can help you because it's a conflict of interest, right? I can't work with you, and then I can work with another company, and then I can work with another company. Google doesn't allow us to do that because we have that contract with them. So when you're not working with a Google channel partner, it's, as you can already see, it's very hard to get a hold of Google. We're going to be the closest deal to make sure that you're verified correctly. Again, we have live agents here that you would talk to. You would also talk to me if you ever needed us.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. But yeah, for the $250 to like waive the setup fee and everything like that, it is today. I mean, what would be holding you back from securing that listing there when you know it would definitely benefit you guys?
What if it doesn't?
I mean,
like for companies, I mean, other companies just get online. Sure. Like most of them probably already have where they get their filters from somewhere else, you know, obviously they have to.
Right. But if they don't know that you exist, they can never go to you.
Right.
Right. And it, again, I mean, I always tell my wife this, and I don't mean this in any disrespect at all, but I mean, like, you can play the what if game all the time, right? I mean,
right.
You know, what if yeah, the checks that you come in, yeah, I mean, what if the checks that come in, they bounce, right? What if? What if the checks come in and you get all your checks in 2 days? I mean, you know, you could always have that what if situation, but what if it works for you? What
right.
if you get, yeah. you know, 3 or 4 big clients that come to your doorstep, not physically, but they call you and they're like, hey, I need these custom builds. Can you guys do it for us? And I mean, that's 3 big custom clients that you guys just got that probably going to stay with you for a while, right?
Right. Hopefully.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. It seems like you guys have been in business for a while. You guys know what you're doing. So it's not about the question is like, can we sustain a customer? It's really about, hey, how can we get that customer to come with us? Right. And that's what we want to help you do is get those customers. Cause at the end of the day, people do lifelong business with people, especially in this niche. I used to be in the construction field with fire alarm systems. Everybody just does business with everybody. We worked with a lot of HVAC companies. They, you know, a lot of them are built where they're on that first page placements of Google, because if somebody does have an issue where they need help or they need a product, they want to make sure that they can find somebody that's trustworthy. Most people on that first page placements of Google are trustworthy to call. So that's where we want to help you guys, but it's really about just getting you there, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, like I said, I can help you. I can put you guys, I can facilitate you guys. I can get you on a call with my tech team. That way they can work hand in hand and they can start programming you to the first page placements of Google. They can start helping you with the Facebook and the website. And then also too, you would always have us as if you needed anything to add, take off, change, anything like that. We're always here. We're not going anywhere. And then you have that tracking system to facilitate to yourself and to your husband and say like, look, this is working. This is what we're paying. We just got a customer for whatever, you know, 600 custom parts for the filters. Let's keep him, but let's also try to get another customer. And now you guys are able to just continuously build your business at that point. All big companies put themselves on that first page placements of Google because we're in a digital world now. I'm sure you utilize Google. I mean, I don't know if your kids utilize the iPads, but I know my nephew does, and he's on YouTube and everything like that. So everybody's going to that digital world where everything's on your cell phone where you need somebody. If you guys are not there, it's like Sears. They got passed up, right? They didn't want to go onto the websites. They didn't want to go online, and then Amazon passed them up. So it's really right. about just taking that next step. And like I said, I can help you here. I can get you in that rate and lock you guys in for the $249. You guys will never pay for the higher premium service. I mean, the higher premium fees for the service. So you guys would always be grandfathered in at the $249 price month to month. Even if inflation, which I cross my fingers, I hope it doesn't go up, you guys are still grandfathered in at that $249 rate at the end of the day. Okay?
Gotcha.
Okay. So, I mean,
okay. Would you call me back in a couple hours or in just a little bit and where I can talk to my husband about it?
Okay. Do you maybe want to call him right now? Put me on hold? Is that a option?
I mean, well, he's in here. He just don't know anything. So
he just doesn't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, do you want to put him on hold and kind of tell him what's going on? And if he has any questions or anything like that, he can ask me so that way he can just get a straight answer. Because I just like to I don't like to beat around the bush with anybody. I like to just let them know how it is with us, because at the end of the day, like, we don't like to, you know, pull people's leg or anything like that. We just like to help people out and get them on that first page.
Right. Okay.
Do you want to put me on hold?
Yeah, I guess so. Okay.
Okay, Lucy. I'll hold here. So it looks like they have a Facebook page, which is Country Air Filter Co., all custom standard, odd size, HVAC filters, so that means you guys have 180
okay.
followers. Hello? Yep.
Hello.
Yep.
Okay, I guess we're going to try it.
Okay, awesome. I just want to make sure, though, too, I mean, this is just for Google itself, but, I mean, I'm pretty positive it's a yes, but you guys are licensed and insured. It just makes it a lot easier if you guys are.
Say what?
You guys are licensed and insured, correct?
Oh, I don't guess so.
Well, I would assume so, because you guys have 30 years in business. So,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
You guys have, like, your LLC. Well, you have Co., so yeah, so there you go.
Well, so we're not incorporated.
Okay.
Is that what you mean? Like, it was, but it is not now.
Okay, that's
so
fine. So I'm just asking. Go ahead.
Okay, just for like a year. Like, the paper, we signed the papers in August, so it's not even
okay.
a full year yet, but.
Okay, well, congratulations.
So, your Powers was the, you know, manufacturing bank. All that,
okay.
And we should have kept it, but didn't. And
okay.
So we talked about getting incorporated or whatever. I don't even understand all that. I really don't. But
It's just kind of for your tax purposes at that point. It's always for the big guy to jump in and take whatever he can. That's really what those corporations and LLCs are for, as well as protecting yourself. But as long as you guys have like the business, like invoices and stuff like that, it's going to be okay. And that's why I just asked. I just wanted to make sure, because I want to let my tech team know. They will just maybe ask you for like a picture of like your tools or something like that, or, you know, your storefront. But they're going to work with you on that. So that way you guys get verified with that, that listing itself. Okay.
Okay. Well, so our tool, like I was saying, that machine is so cool. Mm-hmm. Well, it's across the street at the moment, still in his other buildings. We haven't moved it to our building yet. But it's also, like, I mean, the buildings are gross. Like, that's what I was getting at earlier. We cleaned ours out, kind of, tried to.
Yeah.
But, like, I mean, the machines he uses over there, like, it's just, like, this open building that cats live in. And, like, it's a whole thing.
That's fine. I just want to make sure that you guys have those things, because it's gonna be a lot probably different than what you've already tried, because we want to make sure that you get the verification done correctly. On the verification itself, so for the Country Air Filter Manufacturing for the Google site, I have 220 Eastland Street. Is that still where you guys are at, or are you guys in a different location? Because I know you were talking about...
It's 220 Southeastland, but yes, we are in the same location.
Southeastland. Okay, perfect. And then, so on your guys' Google Business profile, I have the 254-364-2868. That's the number that you guys want people to call you on?
No, that is a very old number. He hasn't had that number in years.
Okay.
Our business number is my phone number, my cell phone number that you called.
Okay, so the 254-434-3996.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to make sure that gets changed. That also could be another deal on why, you know, if people are searching for your actual name and they call, we're going to update that so it's all coming to you guys, okay?
Yes, that would be great.
Perfect. And then what's your last name, Lindsay?
Vic.
V-I-C?
V-I-C-K.
V-I-C-K. Okay. And a good email address for you?
CountryAirFilterCo@gmail.com.
Country Air with a... And that's with a K, correct?
With a K, yes. I don't know why he did that, but we kept that part.
It's unique. That's why.
Yeah, I think so.
CountryAirFilterCo@gmail is what you said?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right. You guys are Central Time, so that's good. For your operation hours, I don't see it on the Google Business profile, but what would you like to display your operation hours to?
Well, I put 9 to 5 on everything.
Okay.
9 to 5, but really, I mean, people can call me at any time. Like, we live right around the corner from the shop. I don't know if there's a way you can, you know, I don't know how that works, but... I mean, we're available, like, if somebody needs filters at 8 o'clock at night, I'll go get them, you know?
So, why don't I just, I mean, if you want me to put 24-7 on there, I can. So, if somebody's looking at 10 o'clock at night and they need to just call you and ask you, they're like, oh, they're open, and they can just call you and ask you. Does that sound fair, or do you want me to just put 9 to 5?
I mean, that sounds good. I mean, I guess somebody's going to try to show up over there that way.
Well, if they do and you're not there, they would definitely just call you at that point, and you'd be like, oh, yeah, I can be right over. That's not an issue. So It just depends on how you want to showcase that for your customers. So, I mean, I understand you have kids and stuff like that. If you want to just have your operations from 9 to 5, we can do that. If you want to have it open for 24/7, we can do that too. We want to make sure that it's just accommodating to you at the end of the day.
Right. I guess there's no way to put like store hours and then that they can call anytime, huh?
Call hours. No, it just says open or closed.
Okay. I don't know.
Why don't we do this? Why don't we do 9 to 5 for right now? And if you ever want to change it, we can change it as well. And then that way we can kind of just go from that point. Or we can put 24 hours a day on there. And if nobody's really calling you after 5 p.m., then we can be like, hey, let's just change that from, 9 to 5, and we can just have that there. Why don't we do that instead?
Okay.
So I'm going to put 24/7. So if somebody does call you and you're like, hey, it's 7 p.m. and they need the filters, and you can go over there and talk to them, then hey, that's cool. But if you're seeing that it's like, I'm not getting anybody after 5 p.m., then we could always just change that for you there. Perfect. Okay. So I have that for you. And then let me see, just want to make sure you're good on that in there. Perfect. Okay, just one moment, please. I want to make sure I get everything for you with the... Do you guys have a logo? I mean, or do you guys not have one yet?
Not really, I guess. Like, okay. We have a font that we use on everything. I don't guess it's a logo. Okay. I made one the other day that I like, but okay. I don't know if I want it everywhere or... I don't know. We're not good at this.
Yeah. Well, if you want to do the font, that's fine. We actually have a font on ours. Well, our logo is like a splash of water, but I mean, ours just our font of just like local splash on ours. So if my tech team will just ask you for the font, if you want to, mess around with the logo part, you could obviously let us know when you want that to be put up, and we can put that up at a later time as well. Like I said, you're not going to call in and say, hey, I'd like to make a change to the website. And we're like, okay, that's an extra $50. Like, no, it's included in the package. So if you want to take your time on the logo and make it look nice, no rush. Let us know when it's done. And if you want to make that change and you want to put it up, cool. We can do that for you. Okay.
Okay.
Perfect. I am going to set up a security question for you here, Lindsay. So the security question just protects you from, other people calling you. We're always going to ask you so you know that we're always talking to you. So the security question is really an added form of protection for you and us. So that way we always know we're talking to you and you always know we're talking to us. And there's never any gray area of like who's talking to who. So for here, you can have 3 questions. I have one of them. I have your mother's maiden name. I have your city you were born in. And then I have your first pet's name. Which one would you like to put for your security question?
Oh, gosh. mother's maiden name, I guess.
Okay. Go ahead.
It's not the easiest name. Maybe I should do city I was born in.
Whatever one you're going to remember. So.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I would remember both of those, but I mean, her maiden name is Gillenton.
Okay, I can do that if that's what you would like. How do you spell it?
Gillentine.
Okay, Gill. Is it I-N?
E-N.
Gillen?
Yes.
Okay.
T-I-N-E.
Okay. I'm just asking because they blur it out for me. So I am like typing this blind and I'm a slow typer and I want to make sure I get it right as well.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So, okay. Oh, I see. Valentine. Let's do that again. Okay, perfect. Okay, I had that there for you. So it's going to be your mother's maiden name, Gillentine, okay?
Okay.
Okay, perfect. And then for the card that you want to do, I mean, we take Visa, MasterCard, Discover, American Express. We can also take credit cards for your business name itself. What card would you like to put this first month's payment on?
I have a Visa business debit.
Okay, it's a Visa business debit. And does it just have Lindsay Vick on there, or does it have Country Air Filter Co.?
It has both.
Okay. And is it still the same address as the 220 South Eastland?
No. P.O. Box 121.
Okay, give me one sec. Let's see. P.O. Box 121. Mm-hmm.
Yes, Ardell, Texas.
What was the city?
Ardell, IRDELL. Yes.
Perfect. And is it the zip code on there is
76649.
Okay. Give me one sec. Just gonna make sure that's correct for you. Okay. It's in the same area. Perfect. Okay. And you said it was a Visa, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then I'm ready whenever you are for the card number itself.
Okay. It's 4694. Mm-hmm. 8800
mm-hmm.
0056
mm-hmm.
5307.
Okay. And then the expiration date?
12/27.
Okay. And then the security code on the back?
923.
Okay. Perfect. Let's see. Okay. And then I'm going to send you a business invoice. It's going to be to the email you gave me on file. That's going to come. That's going to be your receipt that you're going to get. I'm going to stay on the phone with you once that does go through. That way you have that in writing as well, okay?
Okay.
Okay. I'm also going to take you through what's called a voice verification really quickly. This is going to be sent to you in writing as well. This is just an added protection for you guys. This will have the pricing structure on there for the $249 with no setup fees. I'm also going to give you our customer service number in this voice verification. That way you always have it as well. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you, Lindsay. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Country Air Filter Co.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Lindsay Vick, co-owner, I guess.
Yeah, partnership with your husband, right? Awesome. You are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and then you're the authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Well, I know, I just have to ask. It has your name on it, but yeah, I have to ask. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign, Lindsay. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to local splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from us here at Local Splash and not another company. So remember, that's going to be your mother's maiden name, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from us here at Local Splash?
Yes, we'll do
okay.
My best.
Yeah, I know you're busy. We might send you a text message as well. Just say, hey, Lindsay, we try to get a hold of you. We wanted to give you a quick update. Give us a call at your earliest convenience. We're definitely open
okay,
to communication like
idea.
That. Perfect. I do have a customer service number here for you. Do you want to write it down right now, or do you want me to just text it over to you?
If you'll text it, that would be great.
Perfect. I will do that for sure. And I'll also put my extension in there just in case you need to get a hold of me as well. I'm always open for you as well if you need to change anything, okay?
Okay.
Okay. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Yeah.
Yeah. You already let us know about Yelp. We just don't want you to be paying for two things at once. So we don't, and also too, we don't want anybody to be on different pages. So if you want to run promotions, if you want to target specific cities and zip codes, please let us know, because that's what our job is here for you. It's to work with you on the same page so that way we can meet your needs for that marketing campaign. Okay.
Okay.
Perfect. Your payment for initial term and account setup, which we do have you on the new in business rate with the setup fees waived, will be charged today, which is July 11th, in the non-refundable amount in the 249. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 11th in just the amount of 249. This is a recurring payment. Now, Lindsay, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. I'm going to text you that number in a little bit here, okay?
Okay.
Okay. To prevent charges for next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to set up our client interview with you as well. Would you want to do the client interview later on today, or would you want to do the client interview for tomorrow?
Tomorrow would probably be better, really. I have stuff to do.
No worries.
We're going to be in the car most of the day delivering to San Antonio. Today I got to go to my old chain and do a bunch of stuff. So.
Okay. So you don't need to be in front of your computer for that. But because you guys will have, I understand, Texas is big, because you guys have such a long drive, do you want me to call you while you guys are on that drive?
I mean, yeah, I guess so. I don't know for sure what time we're going to end up leaving.
Okay.
So
we're open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time. So I have an available time for you anywhere from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Time. It is just going to take a little bit of time for them. They are going to make sure they have the right keyword phrases and everything like that for you, and then also to making sure they have everything correct to help you get that verification so you can get access to that Google Business Profile itself. So I can schedule you anywhere from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and also to at 2 p.m. is off limits, because we do give my tech team lunches here. They don't just work 24 hours. So at 2 p.m. they do go to lunch. What would be better for you? Do you want me to give you a call like around maybe 11 a.m. in the morning?
Yeah. How long does it take?
Usually takes around 40. Yeah, so it usually takes anywhere from like 45 minutes to an hour. It just depends on how much questions you have. But really, they're just going to dive deep into how you want the website and stuff like that. And then also to setting everything up for you. So that's why it does take that long. But once that's done and finished, that's when my tech team starts going to work for all those different features that we're going to be offering you guys.
Okay. So I have a question.
Sure.
Well, are we going to be able to sell filters on this website, like where people can order them? Or no, it's just information.
I know we can do a website like that. What do you guys want on the website? Do you guys want them to just purchase an order, or do you guys want them, because they're custom made, do you guys want them to just call you and then place the order with you guys?
I'm thinking more for like the standards and like cases, if they were to order a case. Now, I don't want to sell individual filters online,
right,
but like if they were to order a case and I could just ship it out to them.
Okay.
Like not custom sizes, just
regular standard. Yeah. I can see what my tech team can do. I know we have a deal here when we say like, you're going to have to, integrate your bank with the, my tech team will work with you on it, but they'll integrate the banking information so that way they can make that purchase if they need to.
Okay.
So my tech team will ask you about that. If you guys don't have that set up yet, they will say like, hey, this is what you need to do through your bank to make sure that we can place that routing number or whatever number you need on that website, so that way when somebody makes a purchase, it gives you the money, right? They'll be able to do that with you and tell you. For now, they can just build you a, they're going to build you the site, but that site might take a little bit longer than the 7 days. It might take up to the 14 days because they'll be waiting on you to get that done. Does that make sense?
Yes. I mean, we don't have to start out selling them online. I just thought about it.
Okay. Well, I mean, we can put on there like call for regular standard filters for however many you need in a pack. And then they can just call you guys directly. You can take the information over the phone and then send it out that day as well.
Okay. Yeah, I guess. I don't know if that's even a good idea. I know all these big, huge filter buy and whatever, all these other companies. Really, I don't know. I mean, a lot I've looked at, we're cheaper than a lot of companies. But I know I've had people tell me like, oh, well, I can get those online for, you know, cheaper or whatever. So I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I just think, I'm being honest with you. I think you're just overthinking it. I think your bread and butter right there is going to be the reason why we're going to help you here. It's not just to sell the regular standard stuff for you. It's
right.
Really to send the custom stuff. That's what you guys are truly after. That's what's going to, you know, bring in the big bucks for you guys. That's what we want to help you with, because I mean, you know, the standard stuff, you're going to have to sell a ton of those things to be profitable at the end of the day. Whereas if you're selling, you know, a ton of custom made stuff for one client, that's going to be really where you guys are going to be happy with. So, I would really push for the customization for you guys.
For sure. But say like this order that we're taking to San Antonio.
Sure.
I mean, he ordered 80 cases of standards, and
nice.
Then there's like 700 customs. So,
okay.
I just want them to know, you know, like we do both.
Oh.
Like they can order both, or they,
absolutely.
You know.
Yeah. Oh, no, absolutely. It's not going to just be one or the other. We're definitely going to have on there custom or standard. So that way it's going to look like a regular, it's going to look like a website where you can have all the services. Oh, we do custom work. We also do standard work. If you're looking for these standards, you can order those here. If you're looking for custom works, you can order those here. And now they can just click to call you guys and place that order for you guys. We're going to have both on there for you. We're not just going to say, hey, Lindsay, you're subjected to one or the other. Pick one, flip a coin. No, we're going to work with it so that way you can have both on the website there.
Okay. Well, I guess we need to also put, I don't know if I told you this or the tech team or what, but people can order, like,